An expert in Aboriginal and Islander child welfare and well-being says that it's too simplistic to expect people who have been disempowered and are not self-determining to be able to come up and respond to issues of child abuse in the Northern Territory. Responding to criticism that Aboriginal and Islander peoples are incapable of looking after their children, Professor Muriel Bamblett, a veteran advocate for the rights of her people in the child welfare system, says that they're working in every part of the country, not only in child protection, but also playing an important role as health workers.
In parts of remote Australia, whether it be Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia, Northern Territory, we just don't have a response to the sheer magnitude of the issues around housing, around accommodation. But that doesn't say that we don't invest in Aboriginal ways of strengthening communities. There are too many communities where work on communities is given out to mainstream. There are too many communities where the housing is in crisis. If 30 people are living in a house, it's unreasonable to be able to protect children or to be able to transfer parenting, to be able to nurture and support and grow your family up strong.
Professor Bamblett, CEO of the Victorian Childcare Agency and co-author of the comprehensive Growing Them Strong report in the Territory, says the overuse of fly-in, fly-out services to Aboriginal communities continues to hold back their development and self-empowerment in what should be a crucial part of the recovery system.
I think that the Northern Territory for a long time has not engaged with the Aboriginal community and not engaged in traditional ways of protecting and nurturing children. I think we should be very embarrassed with the fact that we haven't been able to rightfully work with people on their traditional lands and traditional countries and people that are moving through various stages of adapting to new societies, where we have people that are on missions, we have people living on outstations. We have various situations in the Northern Territory. Many of those families are doing really well. We need to learn from those. But we have Aboriginal people that are saying to us, talk to us, don't fly in services. We've got some communities where 82 services are flying in on a monthly basis, delivering services. That's not self-determination and self-management.